This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise belongs to Allah, the Almighty, the All Merciful. We thank Him. We ask for His help, for His forgiveness and protection from the evil of ourselves and the sins that we do. Indeed, whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance will be in hellfire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحب الأماكن إلى الله مساجدها أو أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. The best spots on this earth, the most of them beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, are the mosques, the masjids. Which means that if you were to scan a city and try to locate the best place in it, that place always will be the masjid. And alhamdulillah, we have some connection to the masjid. We come to it every Friday when we want to get married, when we want to bury our dead. But this is, or is this sufficient if this is the best place in a city? What type of connection should we develop with a masjid? For what reasons? What do we get from it? This is what we want to know in this khutbah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. He says, only those who have a imarah, imara of the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning physical imara, those who build it, those who maintain it, keep it clean, that's one aspect of imara. Another aspect and a branch of Imara are those who frequent the masjid, inhabit, pray in it. Both are considered Imara of a masjid. Who are those who will do both of these things? Those who believe in Allah and in the last day and establish the salah and they give the zakah and they fear none but Allah, so those who are likely to be guided. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you that there is a relationship between these acts and these beliefs and being in the masjid. That is, if you have these beliefs, you believe in Allah, where would you want to be if you believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla? You believe in the last day. You want Jannah and you want to escape from hellfire. Where would you be if you have that belief? If you establish the salah, where would you naturally find yourself? If you fear none but Allah Azza wa Jal, so then you ask yourself, I want to stay away from the haram and be as close as I can be to Allah. Where would you find yourself? If you say, I want to be guided and I want to find this guidance, I want my children to be guided, I want my spouse to be guided, where would I naturally find myself? So Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you that there is a relationship between these two. If you have these beliefs, you will be in the masjid. And if you want to develop these beliefs and develop these practices, they're weak in me and you, but you say, I want to enhance them, I want to be a better person. Where is this location that will enable you to be a better person? It's no other place than the masjid. We call it the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But this is also your house. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-masajidu buyutullahi fil ard, wa qad takaffala Allah liman zarahu fiha ay yuhsina ilayhi, aw kama qal. He said, Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, the Prophet ﷺ is saying that these masjids are the houses of Allah on the face of this earth. This is the house of Allah. Of course, Allah Azza wa Jalla has dominion everywhere. And in a sense, all this earth is a mosque, a place where you can pray. But selected from all of these spaces are places that Allah loves more than others. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying, these masjids are the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just like, think about it. All this earth is a masjid, but the Kaaba is better than all of them. So when you want to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, where would you head? To the houses of Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying in that hadith, these masjids are the houses of Allah. And Allah is bound to honor أَيُّكْرِمَا مَنْ زَارَهُ فِيهَا, the one who visits Allah in them. So every time you're coming to the masjid, who are you visiting? Yes, you may have a friend. Yes, there might be a halaqa. All these are pluses and, you know, benefits. But who are you visiting every time you come to the masjid? You're visiting Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're coming closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ways more than you can do at your place. In your marketplace. At your workplace. In your house. There's something special about every single masjid that is only that and no other spot. And I said, this is your house as well. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Al-Masjidu, and this is an authentic hadith, Al-Masjidu baytu kulli taqi. He says, the masjid is the house of every pious person. Think about it, you have a home that you go to. But more than that, your home, this is actually your home. If you and I have taqwa, you will feel that this is your home and you actually would want it to be your home. وَقَدْ تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised, he who inhabits the house of Allah, بِالرَّوْحِ وَالرَّوْحِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ, meaning relief and mercy, and for him and her to pass quickly on the sirat on the day of judgment. Has on that bridge on the day of judgment into Jannah. Allah had promised the person who makes the masjid his and her home that they will get that thing. Subhanallah. When you are in that masjid, in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, what do you get? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that praying in congregation is better 25 times or 27 times more than if you pray alone. If you're praying in a jama'ah, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, it is 25 or 27 times better than if you do this on your own in your home. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءِ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ لَا يَنْهُزُهُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. Meaning that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is if you, he's taking you through a process, what's going to happen? If you make wudu and you do it well, and then you head to the masjid, and the only thing that is taking you out of your home to the masjid is the salah. He says every step that he will take will eliminate a sin and give him a good deed until he reaches the masjid. And when he prays and he sits in his musalla where he has prayed, the angels will continue to make istighfar and dua for him. Allahumma ghfir lah, Allahumma tub alayh, aw Allahumma salli alayh, Allahumma arham. Ya Allah, have mercy on him. Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, grant him repentance. Ya Allah, accept his repentance from him. Continue to do this for him until he leaves the masjid. ما لم يؤذ فيه ما لم يحدث. As long as he still has wudu and as long as he did not hurt people around. If that condition is there, as long as he is sitting in the masjid, who's making dua for him? The angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning once you come into the masjid, you are in the company of the angels of Allah. As long as you are waiting for a salah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, you are in a salah. You're just sitting. You're reading your Quran, you're making your dhikr, whatever it is, it's counting as if you are praying. And if you wait for half an hour, if you wait for an hour, if you wait for 2 hours, all that time will count as if you are praying. And if you wait from one salah to the other, all that time is salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات. Shall I tell you about what Allah Azza wa Jal, through which He eliminates all sin and raises you degrees in Jannah? They said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. قال إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره. He says, you make wudu and you complete it even despite some difficulty. Maybe it's cold. You don't really want to make wudu, but you do it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So completing your wudu despite difficulty. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخُطَى إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ, and taking a lot of steps to the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the masajid. وَانْتِظَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. This is waiting for a salah till the next salah comes. قَالْ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. This is as if you are being stationed for jihad. That is, Allah Azza wa Jal loves this from you. That your heart is connected to the masjid. Your body is connected to the masjid. And it's not going to happen overnight. This is not going to happen overnight. But the more that you spend time in it, the more that you allow your heart to feel the rahmah of Allah in it, the more that you spend with the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal around you, the more that you will love the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, among those who will be shaded on the day of judgment when there is no shade except the shade that Allah Azza wa Jal will provide. قَالَ وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ أَوْ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. He says, one whose heart is attached to the masjid. إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْهِ. When he leaves, he can't wait to come back. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight. But that is the type of relationship I and you should have with the masjid. The longer you stay, the longer you'll miss it. Because every time you're going to be coming here, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, you'll be reminded if you forgot. You will learn something that you did not know about before. You'll see someone who's doing something that Allah loves and you will imitate and copy them. It's enough to be so close to Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the matters actually of being in the masjid. At a time when the masjids were furnished differently than they are today, so people, you know, could probably spit in a masjid or whatever because it's sand and they can cover it up. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, telling people about how they should behave inside a masjid, he says, if you were to spit in the masjid, do not spit in front of you when you are praying, because Allah Azza wa Jal is between you and the Qibla. I want you to imagine this. That when you are standing in salah, you want to understand what's happening. When you are praying in the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is happening? Who is between you? Just notice your Qibla. Who is between you and the Qibla? Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, you are conversing with Allah. Don't spit in front of you. And also he said, don't spit to the right of you. Because to the right of you is an angel. But when you are sitting in the house of Allah, you can't see them. But if you believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you'll believe that this is happening. To the right of you is an angel. What better company can you keep? What better company could your spouse and children keep than to be in the company of the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal? And another hadith that you probably know. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَرَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. He says, if a people sit in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting the book of Allah and studying it, what is going to happen to them when they're doing these two things? They pick the best location to be in, and they could be at any other place, because other places are very attractive, they're very shiny. They're advertised all the time. But here, in a sense, if we could call it advertisement, the Prophet ﷺ is advertising the masjid. Why should you come to the masjid versus other places? You could be at a restaurant, you could be at the mall, you could be in the movies, you could be doing any other thing. But then for one reason or another, you come to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, I want to be here. And even if there is some hesitation, some difficulty in the beginning, you say to yourself, no. Stay here. This is al-ribat. This is what the Prophet ﷺ talked about, to be stationed in the obedience of Allah. And if you try and you do it, eventually you'll start liking it. He says, what are you going to get when you are in the houses of Allah studying the book of Allah? إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Tranquility will descend upon them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And then mercy will surround them, will cover them up. وحفتهم الملائكة, and the angels will surround them. وذكرهم الله في من عنده, and Allah will mention them to those who are with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you say to yourself, in a world that lacks tranquility, where can I find it? You have to run away from the world to the houses of Allah and locate that tranquility within it. Create it. How do I create it? By sitting here and reading the book of Allah and studying it alone or with others. Then that tranquility, sakina, will descend. Where do I get the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal? You get it in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I want the angels, and we can't just begin to tell you what the company of the angels will give you. He said, I want them to be around the angels and for them to be around me. I want their dua. Spend time in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you want Allah to be mentioning you with the angels, that is something that Allah loves and for which He will be talking about you to the other angels. That's an honor. And you'll only get this in the houses of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us of those who love and inhabit His houses. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه, وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Of course, masjids are inhabited, are populated, are run by people. And because we are imperfect, the masjids are going to be imperfect. I say this because some people will say, well, I went to masjid so and so, or masjid this, or masjid that, and I just encountered a frustrating experience, so I stopped going. Or I went to that other masjid, I wasn't welcome, so I stopped going. And we're not going to deny that this happens, and it could happen. But the question here, are you going to make this stop you? Are you going to stop going to all the masjids because of one bad experience with one masjid or two or three? Are you going to lose all of these benefits and rewards from Allah Azza wa Jal just because of one or two or three people or ten? Isn't this your masjid? Isn't that your masjid? As at every masjid that you go to, your masjid? If you're going to stay away from it, and your family is going to stay away from it, where are they going to learn Islam? Where are they going to meet other pious men and women that they're going to push them towards Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are you going to meet people who will remind you if you forget? Recharge you when you feel empty. Assist you when you need assistance. Where are you going to find the believers if it's not the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? But more so, where are you going to find Allah Azza wa Jal and His rahmah if you distance yourself from the masjid? So I'm not asking you to come to the masjid here because of the activities in it. There might be activities, or maybe there's nothing. I'm not asking you to come to the masjid for the sake of so-and-so, or leave it for the sake of so-and-so. Come to the house of Allah because of Allah Azza wa Jal. Be in the masjid because you need it. Because you want what Allah is going to give you. And then if you are in the masjid with that intention, I guarantee to you, bi-idhnillah, and you persist and you strive, you'll find in the masjid what you want. You'll find that rahmah, you'll find that tranquility, you'll find the people that you want to meet, but you have to be in it for you to find it. If you allow the shaitan to dissuade you, discourage you, and take you away from the masjid that he has won. So, yes, you're going to go to one masjid and you'll encounter something that you dislike. You'll infrequent a masjid, and after some time somebody will say something that will upset you. But never stop coming to the masjid. Because always remember, it's not for them that you are coming. It is for Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, if you want to be active in it, if you want to hold a position in it, if that comes later, but you're not coming for opportunities for leadership. You're not coming for opportunities of this. You're coming here primarily because I want to put my forehead to the ground and pray to Allah Azza wa Jal and be forgiven. Everything else follows. Never let anything like that, any frustration in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal stop you. And if you know you can't find how, you know, this particular masjid does not appeal to you, find another one. Alhamdulillah, there are many, but find one and frequent it. And if you frequent a masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a beautiful hadith, قال ما توطن رجل المسجد للذكر والصلاة إلا تبشبش الله إليه كما يتبشبش أهل الغائب بغائبهم. He says, if a person inhabits a masjid for dhikr and salah, meaning that this has become his spot, his place, his home. He says, Allah, every time he comes to the masjid, Allah smiles at him, Allah is happy with him, like a lost relative who comes finally back to his family. And when you're coming to the masjid, maybe, no one's going to greet you, no one is going to say salam to you, it does not matter, because I want you to remember that every time you're taking a step inside the masjid, I want you to know that Allah Azza wa Jal, Arhamur Rahimeen, is watching you and is happy with you because you are doing this. When your heart is connected to Allah Azza wa Jal like that, it then does not matter who says something good to you or bad to you. It's you finding Allah in the house of Allah. And the last thing, inshallah, that I want to say is the masjid, or not really the last thing, I've got a couple of more things, inshallah. The masjid is not only for the old. There is just that, subhanAllah, idea that goes around that the masjid is for those who are elderly, and I will wait till I'm old, and only then will I come to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're a slave of Allah, a servant of Allah, you want to be close to Allah, you're not going to wait till you're older, because there's no guarantee you're going to reach that age. Young and old, we need this place. Young and old, our iman needs it. And one of the things, can we also remember of why we're coming to the masjid? One of the du'as that you say, or the du'a that you say when you come into the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bismillah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Then you say, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, open for me the gates of your mercy. There's not one or two or three gates, but gates of Allah's mercy. Open to you and to your family when you come into the masjid. A gate of salah. The gate of asking Allah for forgiveness. The gate of dua. How many times you come into the masjid, you forgot about dua. You find somebody raising his hand in dua. You say, yeah, I need to do this. And you start doing it. You remember if you forgot. There is the gate of remembering your sins. There is the gate of meeting somebody and assisting them. There is the gate of just saying salamu alaykum to them. Smiling in their face, of that is hasana. There are so many good gates that are open to you when you come to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when do you say this dua? When you come to the masjid. Because the gates of mercy are in the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. And through them do you get to Jannah. So it's good that we are connected to the masjid on Fridays. But that's not enough. It needs to be better and to grow stronger. You say, how do I do this? Practically. I'm going to ask you, inshallah, to pick at least, if we're only coming to the masjid only once a week, let's just do the following. Pick one salah on one day and just come to that salah. That will be your extra thing that you'll be doing, inshallah, if you have an intention, beginning this week. Meaning on Saturday, on Sunday, I'm going to pick Isha or Maghrib or this. Just one salah once a week. And that, add that to your routine and start doing it. And keep up with it, and keep up with it, and keep doing it, and never miss it. And bi-idhnillah, with time, you'll find yourself that one, that single salah on that single day will turn into 2 days, and maybe into 3 days, and maybe you will never miss that salah throughout the week. And at least we become connected to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal one day in addition to Friday. And then maybe 2 days extra. And maybe then every single day. And maybe then twice and three times a day. Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Because once you take one step towards Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will take many more steps towards you. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah, make us of the people of the masjid who love the masjid more than they love their own homes, and who work for your sake, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, allow us to bring our spouses and our children to the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, allow us to, you know, to go through this to your heaven, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to be protected from hellfire. Ya Allah, we ask you that you increase iman in our hearts, and you make it like the mountains on this earth, unshakable, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to give us Jannah and everything that brings us closer to it, and to protect us from hellfire and everything that brings us closer to it. We ask you to make Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most beloved human in our hearts. Make him our example and our guide to Jannah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa na'udhu bika min al-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka abduka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأقم الصلاة.